So, in order to, we left off with Rabbeinu Ephraim, who's a very difficult position to understand, but I feel that in order to understand Rabbeinu Ephraim's position, which we don't have to go over, we have to understand Mimimino, what this whole idea of Mimimino low bottle and Mimimino bottle is. So I think that this Gemara that cites this Mishnah in Menachos, in Chapeis and Maralf, really goes a long way, where at first might seem very confusing, really goes a long way to helping us understand what the principle of
Mimimino bottle.
Okay. All right. So just to quickly review before we look at the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says what?
Low bottle.
Okay. And what does Rabbana hold?
Mimimino bottle.
Okay, so apply to the case that we know. If I have Nevela and Heter, okay? I have Nevela and Heter. What would Rav Yehuda hold? Usser, right? Mimimino low bottle. Because as long as they have the presence of Nevela in there, doesn't matter how much, it renders the entire mixture usser.
Case one.
Whereas according to the Chachamim, Nevela plus Heter. Kosher meats, a little drop of Nevela goes in there. Okay? So what's going to happen at that point? We say that little drop of Nevela, which is, right, it's, no matter what, we say it's an Eidah bottle, which means this is Usser. Right? The whole dish is Usser.
Yeah.
Whereas according to the Chachamim, right, what do we hold? Well, as long as you have what?
As
a shear against it, let's say shishim. Yes, the shishim is seen as tam. Shishim. As long as I have 60 against that little piece in the veil, it'll be fine. Mimimino, bottle. Is that clear? Please, if it's not clear, we cannot go into the Mishnah. Does anyone have a question about that? You have a question about that? It means that the opposite of this. It means like this. If I have. Here, I'll draw the case up. So what does the Mishnah say? Menachas chapei zaman alf. No, I'm saying the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. It's non Hassan, right? Fathers, Yoni, fathers.
Dash is Arab in mind. The log that is mixed with water.
Okay.
Water that's mixed with blood. Then Yeshua Maria's house. If you can still see that. Lord, it's Arab beyond.
Slow down. Okay. Yosef, give me a little background here. Obviously, you call Yosef. It should be Yosef because you're more Ashkenazi. Explain to Yoni, what blood are we talking about? Sacrificial blood that we sprinkle on the altar. Okay? Okay. So let's say I mix that dam with water. Okay? I mix it with water.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
So if you can still see that it's blood, then it's kosher, it's still sprinkled.
Good.
Nizar of the yin, if you mix it with wine, rowan on side, kilo hoyu, in mind. It's the same, you evaluate it the same as you evaluate as if it's water.
Okay, so what do we now? Okay.
If it were water, you'd still be able to see that it's done.
Good. Okay, so I want to make sure everyone understands this. Very good so far. We're going to read the third case, yeah. So if I mix dam with water, okay, I mix my sacrificial blood with water. Now, as long as what? As long as I can see what?
The blood.
The blood? What do
or,
I say?
Wait, is it you see the blood? I mean, if I think the red, or is it looks like it's blood still?
Like, it looks like it's blood still. Okay? Then what we say is. Well, what do we say?
It's kosher.
It would be kosher, right? So again, if I mix these two together, okay, as long as I can see the dam, it's kosher. By yayim?
Same.
Okay, now obviously that's not going to apply to what? The logic won't apply to?
Yayim.
No, it'll apply to yayim. It won't apply to where?
Look at it.
Which case?
Dam
plus dam.
Yayim and land, you can't see. It's just the amount that you can see.
That's true. But the Gemara, he wants each tree like mine, so it's easy to look at this.
The amount that you couldn't see.
Exactly, right. Yes.
Now I'm confused.
Why?
Dam plus yayim.
So let's say I mix dam with blood with wine. Okay.
Yeah, is that
what? No. So there's no usher here. Don't worry about usher yet. We say, don't use the word usher here. Do not.
Okay? What do I use?
You'll see. It's not usher. Okay? Question is, can I still be mocker of this? Can I bring this as sacrificial blood? So as long as...
Not
really.
What?
Right.
That's the right
word. Right. But sometimes you gotta use English. Right? Is this appropriate to be used as sacrificial blood, even though it's been tainted, right, with the wine? So again, as long as... What does the Gemara say? As long as you could see it, okay? That is blood, you can still use it. Okay? Now comes the last case. Okay, now we can say it. If I ask you what min bimino means, min bimino, you would say what? Min bimino means one of?
One is the same.
Right, meaning I have two pieces of meat.
Yeah.
Meat. What makes them different?
One's usr.
Right, one's usr, one's butter. But they're the same piece of, there's meat, meat and meat, right? But what the Gemara is suggesting here is what? Dam and mayim. What is it?
How are you supposed to treat dam like mayim?
No, you mean mayim like dam. That's a pretty wild thing. So Yehuda says, when you mix, right, so meaning I have two of the same min, right? I have blood and blood. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? Ein dam v'atal dam. This is the hard part to understand. What do you mean if ein dam v'atal dam? What does that mean? Therefore what?
Therefore it's kosher.
No, you're right. That's correct. It's kosher. But what, that's not what I really want to know. What? No, that's not what I want to know. What is it? So he holds that the dam's not v'atal the other dam. Which sounds exactly like? Mimino lo batal, right? Min, bimino, lo batal. Now, would he apply? Now, this is, I think, what you're trying to say before. Would he apply that to here, though?
To where?
We're not sure.
Pointing.
To these two cases of the mime and the iron. We don't have to commit ourselves to that.
What
does that mean, what? Which korban is that talking about, by the way? Kipper, you take the dam. We just did it. Remember? Oh no, we got.
Oh, yes.
Do you take the dam par and the dam sawyer? Are they mixed together?
No.
Yes, they're mixed together.
Actually, but not actually.
Oh well, a second. Depends who you hold like. But very good. No, but that's what's the first drush the Gemara makes? Right. So we know
there's more blood on the cow than there is blood.
Wait, right. But yet
you don't separate it.
How do you know you don't separate it? Right. Okay. Good. So let me explain that. In other words, what the Gemara says is that the Torah says the lachak mi dama par mi dama sayer. Now, par blood is how much?
Much more than.
Let's say we'll make up a number. 1,000 gallons. Okay. Seer blood. 2 gallons. Okay.
Seer blood is like fountaining out.
The par blood. Right. So now there's a huge amount of par blood and a very small amount of seer blood mixed together. Yet, what do we say? Bilakach mi dam hapar ubi dam asayer. So, right, so even though they're mixed together, and even though there's a huge amount of par and a very small amount of sayer, we still consider both of them to be dam.
How do we know it's not because two things that are able to be put on the mizbeach? We don't. Two things that are able to put on the mizbeach don't bother each other.
Which is not that's not our issue. Okay? That's our issue. Okay, good. So now here's the cheat part. We also know the Rabbanan hold min rabata. Okay. So now, let's follow this through. Follow this through, guys. Please, this is important. According to Rabbanan, okay, in case two, if I mix these things together, okay, they would hold min mimino batal teaches you what? It's written right over here. If according to Rabbanan, in the case of dam by kachim, mimimino batal. What does that mean?
I mean,
pick one of these cases. I don't care which case you want to pick. Okay? If I have a small amount of dam kachim and a large amount of dam chulin, what's the halacha? What? Chulin wins, right? And if I have a large amount of dam kachim and a small amount of dam chulin, what wins? Kachim, right? That's why I'm putting usher down here. Meaning the potential for isser, according to Rabbanan, potential for isser exists here. But according to Yehuda, right? I don't care how luckily how. According to Yehuda, what does he hold? The dam kachim and the dam chulin don't mix. The dam kachim still retains its independence.
But you still have.
John's asking a good question. John wants to know. He wants to say, listen, Rabbi Yehuda, let's chill out for a second. How can you tell me that these things are not mevatel each other? But it's a complete mixture. If I mix the dam and dam together, do you see any difference between the dam? No. It's one beautiful tarovis. I don't even call it tarovis, I call it just dam at this point. But halakhically, it's a tarovis. So, well, how does he hold what he holds? Case one, nevela plus heter. Okay? Yeah. Nevela plus heter. Let's follow this through. A corner of Yehuda, mimimina lo batal. So if I have any little presence of nevela, just the present nevela, right, in the mixture of heter, usser. Why? Like mimimino lo batal, right? Whatever, fine, yeah. Now, if I have the case of, let's say, dam and dam, in the case of kachim, what is Rabbi Yehuda hold?
Mutter.
So, interesting.
How can you hold
the same? The same principle of mimin ulabatal, in one case is asr, and one case is mutter. What it all comes down to is, what's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Okay? Mimino lobatal, and I want it to make sense all the way through. Or mimino batal, and make sense all the way through. What are they arguing about? What's machlokas? What makes more sense to you? Do you think that if you mix two of the same minim together, should it be, should bittel exist or not? Start. Min bimino. What does min bimino mean?
Any species.
What?
Species.
One of the same.
No, you know, just I'm saying in general. If I take in front of me, if I mix together two of the same things, like, give me an example.
Milk and meat.
Well, hold on. Let's close. No, don't use milk and meat. Let's say the dam. Let's say the blood. Okay. I have in front of me two bloods from two different animals. Okay. All right. One second. Now, as far if you look at that mixture, what do you see?
It's the same thing.
You think it's the same thing? Reviewer says it's not. Why? Let's just take one step. You guys are saying before. Both of you guys are saying before. The first step you would take is if he's going to say it's not a mixture, what's he saying?
Something else.
Better. What? Not components. So he does. He wants to say that. What? Okay, they're two separate entities. Okay, meaning that meaning the chalosh shame of each one, right, keeps it separate from the other. I don't have blood in front of me. I have a chalosh shame dam par. Let's say in a chalosh shame dam chulin. So I have two Yehuda. If I mix together my bloods, okay, I take a spoon, I ladle out from that cup of blood, right? What do I have in that ladle? Both bloods. I have dam chulin and dam chachim. Always, I have both things in there. Both chalosh shames. There's no what between them. Hold on. There's no what.
There's no
relationship. There's no tziruf between the two. There's no relationship between one and the other. They coexist in this ladle. There's no mechanism to take these two things, right, and mitzarf them together. That doesn't exist because ultimately I have in front of me, I always have in front of me the chalosh shame dam this and the chalosh shame dam that. The fact that I had the substance of iser in here, right, makes everything in here usr. Meaning what? Meaning that it's not a question of defining tarovis. It's saying that every time I pick up my ladle, every time I spoon out from this, what's in that spoon?
Nevela
and heter. Every time. Same with here. Every time I spoon out from that mixture, once the nevela goes in here, and this is where Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to come in. This is where we're going to get back to Rabbeinu Ephraim. But what he's going to say is, when the nevela gets in here, obviously what we're saying is that there's some transference through platas, little platas and nevela getting out everywhere.
Oh, sure.
Little exudings. You have to say that.
Okay.
Maybe don't say that. It doesn't matter, because I can say, halakhically speaking, once this goes in there, this thing now is defined as a mixture. But this is the mistake you're making.
Well,
you're
trying. Mixture.
It is.
You're saying
no, John, you're not listening to me.
Because
well, you're thinking of a mixture, you're already abstracting the identity of the mixture from it. What I'm telling you is, what is a mixture? A mixture means A and B. So every time I pick it up, I have a mixture of A and B. Right, this is a case of Isser. Okay, in the case of Psul, what he's saying is, and this is where things get different. I know it's bothering you guys, but how can you bring it to the Mizbeach? But the answer is going to be very simple without getting to logistics. Because you think there's two different systems here. This is a system of Isser, right? This isn't Isser, this is Psul. So you can argue that it's a question of here, whatever the shear, right? Whatever the shear is here, whatever the mechanism of Psul is, that's not the same mechanism as Isser and Heter. It could be a different system. There's a universal called Mimin Olabatel. One second. Just because the standards of application are different, these are two different applications. Okay? Two different systems, two different subsystems of Isser Heter versus Pasul Kasher, but it doesn't change how this principle works. Let me just do Rabbanan. I'll show you why it has to be the case. What do Rabbanan hold? Okay? What do Rabbanan hold? It's now you'll see why. Rabbanan also holds an issue with Siruf. Alright? But what they're saying is that, but you can never say, this is where the argument's going to come about. You can never say in min bimino, okay, or any mixture, you can never say what? What are they bothered by when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda?
There's no relationship.
What?
That there's no relationship.
What are they bothered by? It could be this is what's bothering John. I just don't know if the answer is going to satisfy him, but what's bothering him? What's bothering Rabbanan? Okay? Rabbi Yehuda says that I have dam and dam. What do I have in here if I have dam and dam? I have? I have, they're coexisting, right? But so I pick up that ladle, what do I have in front of me? Both.
Dam and dam.
Okay, now John comes along and says what? You're Rabbanan now. What do you say?
What the hell?
Okay, come on. Be a little...
It's the same thing, practically.
No, but what's really bothering them? What's bothering Rabbanan about this? What's bothering Rabbanan is Rabbanan want to say, they say it like this. They say, you can't tell me this thing is a both. You can't have a both.
That's
what's a both?
Said.
You can't say it's a both, right? That you can't say.
It's not. There's not one thing that's both at the same time. There are two things. There's no both.
Right. What's saying? So, right. So if there's no both, right? But this is the key move. What do Rabbanan therefore say? Right. See, but since it can't be both, it can only be one or the other. No, that's not what you're thinking. See, they're not saying, according to Rabbanan, when you say batel, you don't mean there's a taroves. You don't mean now it's dam kachim plus dam chulin. It's either dam kachim or it's dam chulin. It can't be both. Exactly. Only one quality can be expressed in this. Only one quality. It's true that chemically there's some type of mixture going on here, but only one quality can ever be expressed in this thing.
So the machlokes.
So yeah. So that's the machlokes. So when we have these two, we have the same min together. You want to say your issue about Torah is about min she'eino mino, right? You're thinking that, that's chalent. That's like. When it comes to min bimino, okay, we have a very weird thing going on here. What do we do? What do we say when we say min bimino? There's two logical possibilities. Either we say, right, either we say that min bimino ain't a batal, right? Which means there's never a relationship between the two. It's simply they coexist one next to the other. And there's a good argument for that, because when I pick up that ladle, I have inside there, what?
Both
thumbs, right. Okay? Or do you say no? Do you say that you can't have, there's no such thing as being defined as a two, okay? Rather, you can only be defined by what min bimino means bimino, one or the other. That's what batal means. It's only going to be one or the other. So therefore, Rabbanu is beautiful. That's why we're potential. Because when the Nevela falls in here, right, there's only one or two ways you can go. Either this pot is defined as Nevela, or it's defined as kosher. But it's never what?
Nevela and
it's never Nevela and kosher. So that never exists. Min bimino batal. Okay. Only one shame can exist right, here. Like, that's why Mashihu is a shear. You understand? That's why it's mashihu. Why is it mashihu? Because every, I mean the smallest amount. Because every time I pick up that ladle, what's in there?
What's
the ladle. The refiner holds what? He holds if I cook nevela with a piece of heter, what happens to it?
Asur.
Yes.
And it gets
places
in the
nevela
and it's
like copying itself.
Oh, right. So the nevela's in there, yeah. Right? Okay, so now let's follow that through. And if I take this piece and put it in here, what should happen?
Same thing.
It should happen that way. Meaning, what should happen? Nevela should be going in there, except for one problem. What does he hold? He holds it's Panasinas Tam, not Mashahu. So why not? We're talking about Rabbi Reiner Fine right now. Okay?
Yeah,